Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would turn your hymnbooks to page 546. 546. Sing verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, who any sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how
before we go in God in prayer this morning, please turn your hymnbooks to page 365. 365. Sing verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others love I call thee, you hear my humble
Let us pray. Kind Father in heaven, we indeed thankful unto you for the opportunity that we have at this time to come together upon this first day of the week to conduct this service. Thankful that you have spared our lives and allowed as many as we have here to be able to come despite the weather condition that we have. And we just pray that each one that have attended that will be edified with the service that we conduct here today. We are thankful that we live in a country whereby we can come together from time to time. May this opportunity to still be available here in this country whereby we will not have those that will try to prevent us from doing so. We realize in other parts of the world it's not so, but we're just thankful that we be able to come together and serve you because we realize that is according to your will. We know you have said in your word you would have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we pray that the people that in the missionary field that are working among people will be able to reach out to them and help bring them into your fold before it's everlasting too late. Whatever we can do here locally, may we be make sure that we would take advantage of the opportunity and try to bring together people here. Father, at this time when we consider the need for those that are sick, we got multitudes that are listed on our bulletin, and those that were mentioned here this morning that are in need for prayer. We have some that decided to come even though they had the weakness. We are thankful that they chose to do so. May your blessing continue to be with all of the ones that have done so. They will have a wonderful day and be able to return to their home safely. Father, at this time, may your blessing, there are those that mentioned that are not among us, that live in other parts of the country requesting our prayer. May they be answered also according to your will. Bless each one of them. And Father, as you will continue to be with the leadership here, that be able to bless them and they have the wisdom to guide the congregation into the right direction that is according to your word. And may we comply with it as being under their control, being under their leadership. At this time, Father, may your blessing be with Brother Skippy, as he presents the message of the hour to us. We listen attentively to it, and we be able to apply those things that he shares with us to our lives, help us to be better servants of yours. And Father, each time that we come together, may we always strive to be able to do the things that will be in accordance to your will. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen.
Before we partake in the Lord's Supper this morning, please turn your hymnbooks to page 300. 300. Sing verses 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
Will I survey the Thank you.
If you hadn't noticed, it's pretty cold outside today. And as we think about how cold it is, we find ourselves inside our established places of living and finding ourselves reflecting on different things in our life and what we can improve. After all, it is the new year, and we work on trying to improve things and reflecting on our lives. Well, now it's the first day of the week, and we have the command to reflect upon the love that was given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. As the song reflected just a moment ago, love demands that we reflect on what he gave to us and what we need to be doing in our lives to show our love to him. Because the love that he gave us was beyond measure, something we could never repay. Right now we are going to give thanks for the bread which represented his body. And as we do so, think about how he was bruised and beaten and was finally on that cross. And as we do so, reflect upon the love that he showed that put him there for us. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you for the love that you have shown us. We thank you for your son who came to this earth and died for us. We thank you that his love was so great that he gave the love that we could not give. He paid the debt that we could not pay. Father, we thank you that we're able to remember him on this day and that we are able to do it as a family. We look forward to the day, Father, that we can commune with you in heaven. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have given to us and that we're able to be able to gather now and to sing praises to you and to thank you for all that he's given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us bow and give thanks for the cup. O kind and merciful Father, we're so grateful and so thankful to give honor to whom honor is due. Thanking you, Father, for the precious blood of Christ Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It is in his name we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen.
Amen.
If you would, mark your hymn books to page 856. 856, that will be our song of encouragement this morning. After marking that, please turn to page 794. 794. Sing verses 1 and 3. Excuse me. 1 and 3.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy band. And there'll be no tears, and there'll be no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flowed. And there'll be no tears, and there'll be no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Some morning yonder will cease to ponder. Or they things this life has brought to view. All will be clearer, the ones be dearer, in heaven where all will be made new. And there'll be no tears, and there'll be no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. And there'll be no tears, and there'll be no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be no. And there'll be no tears, and there'll be no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. And there'll be no tears, and there'll be no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be no.
Morning's scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. This morning's sermon is entitled, What is Your Service Plan Like? I'll be reading from the King James Version. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And now, Brother Skippy.
Say good morning to everyone. Truly, God has once again blessed us to be able to see this another Lord's Day worship. Even though in spite of the snow that we are having, God has given us the traveling grace to make it to this place safely. Just want to again just thank those that was praying for us on last week. We had a safe journey there to Nebraska and back, and of course want to thank Brother Gilbert for standing in on last Sunday. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. O wise eternal Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, for your blessings, thank you for this opportunity you've given us once again to assemble ourselves together this morning. Thank you, Lord, for those who have taken part in our service thus far. And now as we're about to go into your word, Lord, that we focus upon your word, what it has to say to us in our situations. Lord, at the conclusion of this message, there'll be things that we've fallen short of. Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me your word, the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. What is your service plan like? When we buy a car, we want to know what kind of service to expect from it. When we go shopping, we want service. We have high expectations of service, and we're disappointed if we don't get it. Just like service, it's very important to us. It's very important to God. So I want to ask the question again this morning. What is your service plan like? If God was to get surveyed on the commitment and service that he gets from you and I, how would you be rated? Every moment of every day, you are living out your commitment to Christ. And those around you that know you, that you are a Christian, they are watching you to see if you are really living out your life. And here's the question. The question is, are they really seeing that in your life? And I think the world really wants to see a real Christian. But so often, those who profess Christ, they don't live it out in their life. They want all the blessings without any commitment. And so let me share with you that service and loyalty and commitment is high on God's list of expectations for you and I. So I want to ask this morning some questions to make sure that your service to God is what it should be. So let's start with the first question. The first question that I want to address to you: what backs up your service? Your heart or your lips? We live in a day where we better get what's promised in writing. I've seen enough Judge Judy shows to know that if you don't have proof, you don't win. And a lot of times they bring up the fact that there was a verbal agreement, and now the person they are suing has broken that agreement. See, that's the way it is with a lot of Christians. We've given God verbal agreements. God, please get me out of trouble and I'll never miss church again. God, if you help me this time and bring me through this, I'll start reading your word. I'll start getting more involved in service. I'll start working for the church. God, if. And we keep on doing that. But what usually happens is that as soon as God comes through, we go right back to doing what we were doing before we got into trouble. In other words, we forget about that verbal agreement. In Isaiah 29 and verse 13, wherefore the Lord says, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me taught by the precepts of men. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8 and 9, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. See, Jesus was giving us divine insight into the soul of man. Christ is looking for something more in our life than just words. He wants us to back our service up with our hearts. Worship will never be right until our relationships are right. And that some of our relationships with the Lord, you know, is not what it should be. We can't keep going through the motions, church, and expect God to be pleased with us. We can say all that we want to, that we want to serve the Lord, that we want the church to grow, and we want to see people saved. And if we don't live that out in our lives, they are nothing but more than just empty words. We all have, and when we all have lip service, it's just honor of the lips without the devotion of life. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, he says, "And thou shalt love the Lord with thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." In Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength." This is the first commandment. And when you get to this place, then nothing is more important to you than to do what God desires. And that's exactly where God wants you to live this morning, is doing exactly what he wants you to do. So the first question that I gave you is, what backs up your service, your heart or your lips? The second question that I want you to ponder, what does your service plan cover? What does your service plan cover? See, one of the biggest money makers for places like Best Buy and for car dealerships and others is the service plan. They will tell you all the reasons why you should purchase one. But when you read the contract, you find out all the reasons you shouldn't get one. And so many times, service contracts are limited, and they only cover certain things. That's why we need to ask ourselves, what kind of coverage does our service cover when it comes to serving the Lord? There are a lot of people who like position without responsibility. But when you get baptized, listen, you receive a new position and you receive a new responsibility. Look at our text this morning in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1 and 2. He says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." What I want you to do is I want you to underline the word reasonable service. And when you look at that, we are to give God every part of our life, and anything else is less than below par service. Because he says it's your reasonable service. The word reasonable, it comes from a Greek word that means logical by investigation. Paul is saying, "I'm calling on you to present your bodies to the Lord because it's your reasonable service." He says, "I've investigated it. and it's logical. In other words, it just makes sense. And as a living sacrifice, we are to be daily witnesses and give testimony to the goodness of God, and therefore be presented as holy and Christ-like. Not only are we to be witnesses, but all of us ought to have a testimony. Because if God has done anything for you, there ought to be a testimony of how good God has been to you. God comes in our lives and he changes the way that we look at life. And when you present your bodies a living sacrifice, you are doing two things. Number one, you're sacrificing your feelings. The whole heart must be given to God. We must allow him to strengthen the good things he begun in our lives and take out the bad things in our lives. We can't allow ourselves to be dominated by our feelings, but that's where many of us live. We wear our feelings on our shoulders that can easily get knocked off. We give God an imperfect sacrifice by keeping back certain areas of our lives, and we try to excuse them by saying that's just our nature. But when Christ comes in, if your old nature isn't replaced with his new nature, I'm here to tell you this morning, you are still living in that old house. But then the second part of this sacrifice is that we got to be willing to sacrifice our affections. Look at Colossians chapter 3. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 2 and 3, he says, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. See, we got to get to the place where we say, not my will, but thy will be done. Sacrificing your affections doesn't mean you are not going to love anything less else. But listen, it just means that you won't allow anything else to stand in your way of your love for Almighty God. When you look at verse 3, he says, we are dead. Let me share just a thought with you so you can understand. See, dead people don't complain. Y'all missed that. Dead people don't say no. Dead people don't do what pleases them. Why? Because they can't, because they are dead. Y'all still ain't following that. That's why we need to sacrifice our affections so that we will be dead to the world, but we'll be alive in Jesus Christ. So our service need to be complete coverage from head to toe, especially our hearts. And so I've given you two questions for you to consider, but here's a third question. The final question is this: how long is your service plan good for? How long is your service plan good for? See, it bothers me to no end
when you pay a lot for something, that your only service is for 90 days free of charge. How many know when you pay a lot for something, it should be lifetime service? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. He says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your salvation experience, I want you to know this morning that it calls God the Father his Son. And the only one who knew no sin had become sin for you and I. Your salvation, my salvation, caused plenty, and our service for him must go beyond just a quick start at the beginning. But it must go to a solid commitment to serving the Lord to the end. Jesus said in Matthew 10:22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So as I close, let me ask you this morning, are you living out your life with a commitment that is pleasing to God? Are you really committed to God? Are you sharing your faith? Are you studying the word? Are you praying, being faithful to the Lord? Are you living your life out loud? The people that you come in contact with, do they know that not only you say that you are a Christian, but you're living out your Christian life? God's calling you this morning to be fully committed to him. He can't do what he desires in your life until you become fully committed unto him. And I'm here to tell you that he never asks you to give up something that he doesn't replace with something greater than what you gave up. If all of us this morning would really commit ourselves to serving the Lord, there is no telling what this congregation could be. But until we do, we can only dream about it instead of experiencing it. And I don't know about you, but I want to experience what it's like for all of us to be committed to serving the Lord. This would be a great congregation. We all got to make up in our mind that we're going to commit to serving the Lord. So God is challenging you this morning. Take the next step. There's no excuse you can make that will cover up your lack of commitment and service this morning. So here's the invitation. The invitation is open. It's open to you for those who will honestly say this morning, Lord, I've been putting myself first instead of you. I haven't really been serving you wholeheartedly like I should. And I want things to change today. You can do that. If you haven't been doing what you need to be doing, today is today to make a change. And the song said, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I know there's going to be some struggles. There's going to be some issues that you and I have to deal with. But know this, God, the same God that helped you through them before, is the same God that can help you get through them right now. So what is your service plan like this morning? If it's not what God wants it to be, you need to make the change this morning to get it right. If you're not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard the word. Believe it to be true. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Go down in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of your sin. When you come up, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then you live out your life. You be committed to the Lord until he calls you from labor to reward. The invitation's for you right now as we stand and sing the song of encouragement.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you.
Our Father God in heaven, Our Lord, we're so humble and thankful, Father, that you blessed each and all of us here, Father, another day of life and the strength and the ability to rise up out of our beds, Father, and have that right willingness, have that right mindset, Father, to come out and assemble together with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, Father, and worship Thee in spirit and in truth here this morning, Father. Our Lord, we pray that all of our acts of worship unto Thee this morning, Father, that they were all conducted decent and in order, and that they were most pleasing and acceptable unto Thee and in accordance with Thy will and Thy word, Father. Our Lord, we're thankful for the portion of Thy word that was brought to us by our brother Norman this morning, Father. We pray that each and every one of us can examine our lives, Father, and know whether we're living out our fullest potential to serve Thee, Father, not only for the congregation here, Father, but in our ministries to help bring more lost souls unto Thee and Thy kingdom, Father. Our Lord, we're ever mindful, Father, of those that were mentioned as being sick, those that we've got listed on our prayer list, Father. We pray that no matter how these folks might be ailed, Father, whether it's physically or mentally or emotionally, but especially for them and all of us, Father, if it's spiritually, we pray that you'd continue to wrap your arms around each and every one of us, Father, that you'd bless us as we stand in need, Lord. Our Father, we're so thankful for all the many rich and tremendous blessings of life that you've bestowed upon each and every one of us, Father. We pray that we'd always remember and recognize that these things come from Thee and they're not something that we do with our own perceived greatness, Father, that all blessings and all of our talents, abilities, skills, everything, Father, it all flows from Thee. Our Father, we pray as we're getting ready to depart here this morning, Lord, that You would continue to watch over us, Father, continue to guide us, lead us, that You would forgive us of our sins and then those things that we might have fallen short of, Father, as we continue to repent from those things and do our best not to do them anymore. Our Father, we ask that You would bless each and every one of us, Father, guide us, and help bring us back safely at our next appointed time of worship, Father. And we ask these and all things in the name of Thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.